Very unique song. Hope you're having a great...
This song made me want to play saxophone when I was a little kid.
Pretty cool, man.
Yeah, so pretty cool.
You know, saxophone might have won Bill Clinton that election in 92.
Yeah, it played a role.
I mean, played a role. It goes on Arsenio, plays saxophone. All right, let's go to the phones. A lot going on in the sports scene. Obviously, Phil's back at it, James, tonight against the Braves. Get us set with this weekend and what's happened. Who do we got, Phil's? Who do we got, Braves, over the next couple of days?
Yeah, so Ranger on the hill for the Phil's tonight going up against Spencer Strider. First time seeing Strider. He's back for the Braves. Came back recently. So we'll see tight pants Spencer Strider tonight. So that'll be a good one.
And calves.
Yeah, and the mustache.
Does not miss leg work.
No. Tomorrow, Zach Wheeler versus AJ Smith Chavers. So that's obviously an advantage for the Phil's. He's a young pitcher. He's fine.
Okay.
And then Thursday, a real good one, lefty battle, Sanchez versus Sale on Thursday.
I mean, so these are great matchups.
Great matchups. Yep. Awesome matchups.
Phillies are at 8.5 games in front of the Atlanta Braves right now. That's tremendous. Game and a half up on the Mets. And right now, like from a standing standpoint, you would say tied with the Tigers for the best record in baseball. The Phillies a little bit better because they've played two less games. They have one less win, but one less loss. And so from a percentage standpoint, the Phillies have the best percentage in baseball, therefore what you'd call the best record in baseball post-Memorial Day, which is pretty cool. Of course, they had the best record in baseball this time last year.
Literally 1 year ago, yes, exactly.
What a buzzkill after that whole build-up.
And then they went...
we're not going to London this year. So
no.
London's like soon, right? It was like around this time, right?
Yeah, it was early June.
Early June, right? Yeah. So we're right around that time when it all... Yeah. All went the other way.
It all went the other way. All right, to the phones we go. Let's talk to Ken in Cinnaminson. Hi, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing great, Ken.
You know, Joe, I would expect that you should take it as a compliment if somebody tells you you're a 7 out of 10.
So, oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Women are different, Joe.
They are. I've come to learn that over my years. When I was 18, 19, I thought, hey, calling you 7 out of 10. I mean, Ken, wouldn't you take it as a compliment to be told you're a 7 out of 10?
I would tell somebody they needed to seek psychological assistance.
Exactly. So, it would be a tremendous compliment. Exactly.
You know. So just two things about the Tush Push and the Eagles real fast. First of all, I said like 3 years ago, I think was the first time I said, talking to you guys, that I really thought we had a special head coach in Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, you called it pretty early. Yep.
Listening to what he was saying about just immediately seeking out other championship coaches, what he does, the way he did that, speaking to these coaches, it just confirms for me that this guy is just this guy's just special. Like the only thing he cares about, other than people, in terms of professionally, it's just winning. It's just being the best you can be and bringing out the best he can bring out of everybody around him. And that guy is just special, man. And hopefully we don't miss it. Until it's gone, because he's just a special guy. And the Tush Push, Joe, you look, I'm glad that the Tush Push is coming back, but you keep saying that you think it's probably going to mean at least one win, if not more, to have the Tush Push. And I know you're not prepared to really answer this question off the cuff, but you know, the Eagles went 16-1 after the bye last year, won the Super Bowl. Is there any game that comes to mind in your head that they would have lost?
Can't do it off the top of my head. I just know they get conversions first, second, and third quarter where teams, including them, without a Tush Push would normally punt. And in a sport where you normally only have somewhere between 9 to 13, and 13 is a high number, possessions a game, normally you have like 9 to 11 possessions a game. If you can buy a possession by keeping the ball with that thing, I think over the course of a season, it nets you a win.
It's a massive advantage.
Yeah, I think it's real.
I think that obviously what they would do is find a way to innovate some other way to continue to play the game. And
I don't know about that, man. I mean, one thing about innovation I've learned through the years is just because you innovate once doesn't mean you will again. Chip Kelly innovated in a really profound way. But once the league adjusted to that, there wasn't a next innovation. I mean, the next innovation is not always easy to come by.
Man. Well, I mean, you know, it's a play that they run two, maybe three times a game. It's hard to imagine that would be the difference between winning and losing over the course of an 18-game
season. I'm just telling you, I've seen all these Eagles games, as we all have, the last 3 or 4 years, and I feel confident it nets them some wins. I do.
Well, I mean, the Lions go for it all the time on fourth down, too, and they don't have a tush push. If you've got that aggressive mindset, you've got that aggressive mindset.
Eagles would do that, but it's the whole game script. It's what they do on third down when they run on third and five to get it to fourth and one because they know they can convert at fourth and one. It's a whole... And I got to move here, my man. Ken, give me an answer for a unique song.
Has Bohemian Rhapsody been done already?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Well, then I'm going to go from a song that I remember back in my high school days, Fish Heads by Barnes & Barnes.
You got it, pal. Ken, appreciate the call. Let's go to Joe right now, calling from Haddonfield. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. How we doing, guys?
Super, Joe.
So I wanted to touch on the Sixers real fast. No, it's not really a popular topic right now.
No,
but,
go for it. Yeah.
I was talking to my dad and my uncle last night, and we had a pretty heated debate. I don't know if this report was true or bogus or not, but they were on Facebook looking at things saying that the Sixers were reportedly going after Kevin Durant. Now, I don't know, again, if that's true or if that's untrue, but my dad wants Durant. My uncle does not. He thinks he's a locker room cancer, and I'm kind of torn in the middle, so I was wondering your guys' thoughts.
I'm anti. And I'm anti for one reason that honestly has nothing to do with Kevin Durant. I don't think the Sixers are Kevin Durant away from winning the championship because I don't trust Joel. If I had if I had Joel in his prime, I might be like, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, think of it this way, Joe. Here's what it would be kind of similar to. You might remember about 15 years ago, the Boston Celtics had the fifth pick in the draft. They traded the fifth pick for Ray Allen. They won a championship that first year with Ray Allen, with Kevin Garnett, with Paul Pierce. Similar to what the Cavs did when they had LeBron and they had Kyrie. They had the first pick, and they traded it for Kevin Love. They said, this is our chance right frickin' now. We're going for it. And they won it. Good for them. I don't trust Joel's knee to say, let's cash in the chips of a guy that maybe could be a 10- to 15-year Sixer for a guy that's going to be a 2- to 3-year Sixer. I don't think it's worth it.
Would you rather have Kevin Durant than Paul George, though?
Man. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Imagine that. If the deal has to include Paul George, which is that's what you've heard with the rumors.
With the draft pick, though.
Yeah. With the draft pick. Yeah, that's the key.
That's
the draft pick's the thing that I care about the most.
Me too.
But if we're talking about the very, very much here and now, it is potentially enticing the idea of a healthy Joel, Kevin Durant, Tyrese Matthews.
If he is. Yeah. I mean, but... You know, I mean, Joe, look, we'll see what the Sixers do, but with our less informed knowledge, because they have the new medicals on Joel, with us not having that information, I just find it implausible to say, let's trust him and trust his knee and try to chase this championship. At some point, you also have to start building for the future.
And I'm at that point right now with the Sixers because it's like we've seen, it's like they had Jimmy Butler, they had... you know, James Harden, they had, you know, Ben Simmons, whoever else you want to name, all these guys that came in and out, and they just never got over the
hump.
They blew it.
They totally blew it.
And obviously Embiid is, I think he's borderline, and I think borderline's a little generous. I think his career is, you know, almost done, and I'm kind of, you know, looking towards the future now too. And ideally, and I was telling my dad and my uncle, if you do want to trade for Durant, let's say, or any other star for that matter, most likely a team's going to want that third pick in return, and I don't know if I want to give up that pick.
Well, that's the point. Joe, give me an answer for a unique song.
This one's a little different. This is, I'd say it's a little outside the box, more so for Philadelphia fans. Phillies fans in particular. How about Bryson Stott's walk-up song?
Yeah, it's definitely different. There's no question about that. So here's another Sixers rumor I heard, and this one annoyed me just on the basis of what it represents. So one of the things people are kicking around is, would the Sixers trade Paul George and the third pick for the Jazz's Lauri Markkanen? Now here's my problem with that, without even getting into whether I would or wouldn't do it. Markkanen, like, Paul George was supposed to be Markkanen. So, like, to dump Paul George's contract, I got to dump the third pick? I had to go through the whole season. Like, essentially, like, Paul George and Markkanen are supposed to be around a same-level player. Like, it's supposed
it's different
to
different in age, though, right?
They are different in age. But, I mean, they're both considered, at least were considered, guys of that ilk. Not superstar or anything like that, but, like, really good players. So, it's like, I got to go through the mud for a whole frickin' Sixer season to get the third pick, and now I got to trade it to dump his contract to get the same kind of guy.
Eh. Pretty much.
That puts me in a bad mood. And I'll tell you what puts me in a good mood. Well, we're not doing Time's Yours today. That does not put me in a good mood because we love Time's Yours. And, of course, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. So we love Time's Yours when we do it, which, of course, is almost every day. But we wanted to carve out a little bit extra time today because, so, John, these songs that we've had, James and Justin D'Arazio, working in the back there, has done a great job compiling some of the best songs, the actual audio. So we can get, well, James, what do you got, 10, 15 seconds of these things?
Yeah, about 20 seconds at most.
All right, so we got like 7 or 8 or 9 of these songs that have been said today.
Six of them. We're playing audio of at least.
All right, so you take the lead, James. Which one do you want to start with?
All right, start off with Space Oddity, a little Ground Control to Major Tom. This is Ground Control to Major Tom.
Concept of the song and the sound.
Now it's time to leave the capsule and be a dad.
I put this pretty high.
I think it's a great answer.
This is way
definitely
spaced
tall.
Out.
Yeah, it's tall.
Yeah, very. I mean, the whole concept of an astronaut just saying bye bye Earth, I'm leaving. Like I'm not ever coming back. That alone's cool. The sound is cool. All right, I like that one. James, go ahead.
All right, little Bubba O'Reilly by the Who.
John, what would
you... Supposedly written about the dearth of teenage attendance at Woodstock.
Huh. I didn't know that.
I think. I didn't know that.
So, really? John, what would you say is unique about that song? Because it's great, but what...
That everyone thinks it's called Teenage Wasteland. Yeah. The name of the song is Bobo O'Reilly. I don't even think Bobo O'Reilly is said in the song at any point.
No, I think the end is the most unique thing, when it's just...
Or the beginning. Yeah.
It's a unique song, and then it also has a unique aspect to it.
All right, fair enough. James, next.
All right, I think we all know what's unique about this one. We didn't start the fire. Rosenberg's H-bomb, Sugar Ray, Panmunjom, John Randall, the King and I, and the catcher in the rye, Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen, Marciano, Liberace, Santa.
Yeah, I mean, that's no question. By the way, sad to see Billy Joel has his health issues.
He's going to have brain surgery, they're saying.
That's awful.
That's not good.
No.
All right, so that's a unique song. Seltzer, next.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me. For me.
This could win.
That's such a great song, and weird.
I one, but I felt like it needed to stay on the board.
That's big.
It's that spectacular.
Reed, do you have any objection to that one? I mean, we'll see where the next two audio accompaniments go here, but that's pretty strong, right?
I was way ground control, and then I started smashing my head to...
Wayne's
World style, and I was like, oh, no, it's definitely that one.
I think so far, for me, that's in the lead. All right, James, what else you got?
Little Rapper's Delight.
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet.
Another great
See,
one.
I am
classic.
Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello.
Very is there a problem?
To the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first,
I mean, it's hard.
Bang,
it is
bang,
hard.
The boogie to the boogie, say us, just the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock.
Made,
I know.
And the very first, one of the first big rap songs.
Absolutely true. Absolutely.
I memorized every single word of that sucker.
Love that song.
I did, man. I did. Yeah. What a nerd.
That's what you do. Hey, when La Bamba, remember when La Bamba was re-released?
That's another one.
And it was Los Lobos doing Richie Valens' song. I didn't know what any of those words meant, but I was, you know, memorizing the sounds of the words
because
I wanted to be able to sing it.
You're right. All right, so that's very strong as well. James, keep going.
All right,
going.
Two more. A little Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian.
All the kids in the marketplace say,
well, smoke like an Egyptian.
It was just different.
Yeah, it's weird. It's good.
I hate it.
Really? Why?
Really, I did. I there was nothing about the song I liked. Wow. I really did.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I like it too.
Okay. All right.
All right, one more. The Beatles. A little I Am the Walrus.
Grab a lock of fishwife, pornographic priestess. Boy, you've been a naughty girl. You let your knickers down. I am the Eggman. They are the Eggmen. I am the Walrus.
What is that?
Well, that's
the
drugs.
Goo goo goo.
That's drugs. Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. That?
I feel like I'm on drugs listening to it.
Ruben, do we ding the Beatles for being on drugs with a song like that?
We don't ding them, but
are we going to ding Queen?
How much music is on? Yeah.
That one's
we'd start having to get rid of a lot of music.
There'd be no music left.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So, look, all of them in the running. Let's get some final quick answers here. You can still win the Phillies tickets. We're going to turn to right now a unique song. We move really fast. You got to beat at least, you know, all of them that you just heard to win. Robert and King of Prussia. Robert, what song do you say?
All right, so I have a question. I need a clarifier for this because I have good songs, but are we going based on strange or are we going based on unique games?
It's a combo of both.
Yep, unique and greatness. I'm voting more for uniqueness.
All right, uniqueness, greatest. If everyone wants to be free. That's what this country's all about. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Freebird.
Freebird.
That's a good answer.
Okay, fair enough.
Good answer.
Not going to vote for it, but it's a good answer. Gary in Vineland. Gary, I need an answer quickly.
I'm going to go with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Strong Band, the greatest band of the time. Mm-hmm.
Sure, no, I got you.
Another band.
I got you. That's another one.
Really good.
All right, one more final answer. Rick. Rick, I need an answer.
Hey, I saw this band Wednesday night in Nashville, AC/DC. It's a long way to the top. If you want to rock and roll, got to bring the bagpipes.
All right, my man. All right, Rick. Too, appreciate it. What are we doing here?
I think it's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody is awesome. Bohemian's a big one, but I like Rapper's Walrus. Delight. It started.
Rapper's Delight, but it's not. It's not weird enough, is it?
I think it's
kind of with you on that, John. I know what you're saying. It just kind of sounds like almost popish now.
Yeah.
Like kind of.
I think Bohemian Rhapsody is such a departure from everything else. But then I Am the Walrus, also bizarre. But I Am the Walrus, I don't like it as a song.
It doesn't have enough greatness.
Close to as much.
Correct.
As the greatness of Bohemian Rhapsody. That song is unbelievable.
Right, if you can work Beelzebub into a song, you've really won.
I think the Walrus is out because it's not great enough. I think it's between Rapper's Delight, and we need votes. Ruben, Rapper's Delight or Bohemian Rhapsody?
God bless. I'm going to say Rappers.
1-0.
Bohemian 1-1.
Rhea.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
2-1. Richie.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay, it's one. Bohemian Rhapsody is one with the 3 votes, and there it is. Everyone have a spectacular rest of the day. Phils and Braves later tonight, obviously right here on WIP. Joe and you, enjoy them. They're coming up next.